I belong to my memory. I don't belong to the state which it is now. I don't belong there.
My house is ich bin alleine. Ich habe einen Bruder, aber er ist nicht mehr leben. Er lebt nicht mehr. Mein Vater auch ist nicht mehr hier. Ich bin alleine mit meiner Mutter. Wir haben ein kleines Haus mit einem Zimmer, eine Terrasse und ein Wohnzimmer. Und die Toilette ist draußen.
In Afghanistan, ich weiß nicht in Deutschland, aber in Afghanistan als Familie zusammen wohnen.
قدرت أعيش عادي يعني بوحدي أو عائلتي بس مو يعني لما أكبر يعني وسط وغرفتي أنا وثلاثة مطبخ أكيد حمام تواليت.
jede Saison wir machen neu Aluminium Tor wir müssen kaufen jede Saison wenn es regnet.
It's a memory. It's good and bad. I am who I am because of my memory and because of my past.
Jetzt ich bin alleine.
Ich mag immer mit meiner Familie leben. Ja, das finde ich toll.
Heimat für mich ist sehr, sehr wichtig. Hier ist mein Heimat, denke ich immer, sehr, sehr wichtig. Und auch nicht nur meine Heimat, hier auch bedeutet es eine Heimat für mich. Wo ich bin, das ist Heimat für mich.
عادي يعني احنا كنا بالعراق كنا قاعدين ببيت بيت يعني كبير كان بالعراق وهسه يعني بهايم قاعدين يعني غرفة واحنا كنا 10 نفرات كنا بغرفة واحدة مو مرتاحين والله كرم.
Me personally I would go really with the small house cozy one that I live a calm secure life that I can just spend my time nicely studying or just sleeping or cooking, and if there is a house that can cover all these things, that main things in life, I will go with this one.
أنا يعني تهددني ولما شو اسمه يعني من جيت جديد شو مثل أول شيء جاء أخويا بعدين جينا إحنا خفنا وما أدري شنو بعنا وطلعنا ألمانيا.
I had to flee because one of my friends got caught from the regime, and I knew that in the next day he will be tortured enough to say names. So I took the first car.
Ich kam mit Auto, mit Bus und kennst du in Makedonia? Makedonia eine Stadt. Ich kam dort und weiter mit der Train.
بس قتل
كانت أوضاع العراق متخربطة ودبغنا تهديد وخلال 3 أيام دا ما تطلعون يعني نطرتكم أو نكتكم أصلا كلكم فحاول أبويا يخلص يعني جوازات وهاي والله قعدنا الصباح طلعنا.
I didn't choose to be here. I wasn't planning, I wasn't aiming to be in Germany. Just found myself here, actually. Just found myself here, to be honest with you.
Then later, everything was clear. I have to flee. I have to leave the country.
I am who I am because of my memory and because of my past.
Zu Hause, das heißt Heimat. Vielleicht, wenn ich meine Studie fertig, ja, dann gehe ich zurück.
We don't have a country anymore. We have war zone.
En Afrique, on n'a pas trop, mais quand même, on a où dormir, on a où manger encore. Ta vie, c'est pas comme si c'est mauvais. Avant, ce qui nous dérangeait, c'est la guerre.
My family were in Saudi Arabia and they were like in some point they were saved, and then I left two different countries, but I wasn't allowed to stay there, and I was trying to get a residence permit, but I didn't get it at the end. And then I went to a lot of countries, and then I ended up in Turkey with nothing. I got accepted in the university in Paris for a master program in architecture, but I couldn't go there because I wasn't like legal in Turkey, because I had to register myself, but there were a lot of people, so I couldn't register myself. But the money also issue, it was hard. I thought there is only one solution: be a refugee.
We never thought that we will be one day.
Who are we now, or how we should explain about ourselves outside this category? And then I felt, okay, it's nicer to build bumped houses where we show also that there is a misery and there is sad things, and there is also a urban market, everyone getting benefit from this, even Germany. Then showing that also, it will help a little bit to understand the situation of people trying to find another or find a new life or a new future. For sure, at the end, they want a place to start and stay. And for me, maybe this is destroyed houses also could help with understanding.
I didn't choose to be here. Just found myself here, actually. If I could choose, I would choose a Damascene house. The Damascene house is a big house with a wonderful fountain in the middle. I used to have a house like this. It was 8 rooms. It was incredibly cheap, and I was hosting almost 25 people in it. It was wonderful.
تددنا أكيد حنبقى بغداد لشيء يشبه بغداد أي بس هسه هي حاليا يعني مو حد يعيش بيه لأن كلها قاعد تنقتل يعني.
It's a memory. It's good and bad.
Like long time ago, they had the middle of the city. It had 7 gates. It's like a castle. So this one of them, and it's really popular. More the others, and it's still till now standing. It was destroyed a little bit, but they repaired it. If you go in the night, it's really calm place, and it's really beautiful. Like it reminds you of, or it shows you how the people were, how they did those stuff, and how it was hard for them to do something. And it's really complicated. Like it's really hard to reach what they were thinking of and how they did it, and they were protecting the place of doing this.
I am who I am because of my memory and because of my past.
Ich wollte das Haus nicht unsere Geschichte vergessen, wie das alte Leute von vorher das Haus zu bauen. Und jetzt die neuen Leute, die wollen immer neue Sachen, neue. Ich glaube, das ist viel, viel besser, unser Haus von vorher.
جيت لألمانيا أنا وعائلتي كلهم، صار لي سنة بألمانيا، وطلعنا من عراق تركيا عن طريق جماعة طلعنا، وعادي قاعدة ببغداد بجميلة منطقة، قعدتنا الصبح وكنا عائلة نجمع ونتريق، ريوق عاد يعني بيض وجبن ومربى.
Actually it's kind of hard, but it's good to remember something beautiful there that you saw. It's still like a nice memory.
Well, first of all, we don't have a country anymore. We have war zone and some projects for many territorial countries.
Yeah, actually, that's why I don't give a fuck about all those nationalism concepts.
I would go back to visit only because, like, if I'm staying here for a long time, I already built something here, either like job or a life, a family or anything. It's like it's not easy to throw it away. I have my life here. Like, I have a job, I have, my life is here. How can I drop it and just go there?
My property is demolished. It's gone. It's gone with the shelling, rockets, like air, like jet fighters, rocket. I don't feel actually sorry about it because there are many other people who lost it at the same time. I think the war changed my perspective of owning tangible and materialistic things. I worked all my life to buy a house and to buy a car and to structure my life to have an asset somehow. But the war came and took everything. So now when I move, I try not to own things. I don't think I will buy an apartment even if I am able to one day. Because I don't trust the world in a way that I don't think any place in the world is safe. Like, you could have a massive war everywhere.
In the beginning, it was the people themselves with the government. It was just like fighting. And then after all, as I think, my mind says, it's more than this, like more than just a country and a population. It's more like now it's political things. Because each part of the country or the people who are fighting, they're being support from other people. So the political people are playing this and they're supporting, so this keep going on, or it would have ended since long time ago.
Like, they really want my head somehow, so I can't go back. They would kill me because I participated in the revolution somehow when it was civil, before it comes militant. I was part of the civil movement. We were just demonstrating. I was hosting so many people in my house. But for me, it's not my battle because I don't have a clear enemy and I don't have a good case to fight for. Killing is also always associated with religion, always associated with big cases. I think killing is wrong, so I just left. I'm not convinced, and that's all.
Now, the people who are suffering and who are dying are the population themselves. Because the people who are fighting, they can run away, they have weapons, they can defend themselves, they have cars to run away, but the people, they have nothing. They already lost everything, so they say, what we can do?
In Africa, we don't have too much, but we have to sleep, we have to eat encore. Ta vie, c'est pas comme si c'est mauvais. Avant, ce qui nous dérangeait, c'est la guerre. Mais maintenant, il y a un musulman qui est au président. Je crois qu'un musulman, tu n'as pas de problème. Mais les autres ethnies, ils ont un problème.
Most of the people who are here, they run from the same reason that I did. Yeah, I mean, if you talk to... Before, this was before, a long time ago, when the war started, like, it was like a shame on you. You left your country and you left. But it's like you saying to yourself, who I'm fighting in the beginning? Like, if I'm fighting, like, another Syrian guy, or he might be my cousin, or like, I don't know. And I kill him, what's gonna happen? Or he kills me. You don't know who you were fighting, but now it's totally different. But other than that, you still cannot do it. Like, you don't have a power to kill someone.
Sortant, il dit non, c'est lui qui a gagné les élections. Le président rentrant, il dit lui, c'est celui qui a gagné les élections. Mais comme ils faisaient la guerre depuis 10 ans entre eux, la France a dit il veut le président est nouveau, il n'a qu'à s'installer. Le président sortant, il va partir. Le président, il dit non. Mais la France a dit force ou by force, tu vas partir. Then comme des heftiger krieg. Then alles is in chaos.
I lost huge amounts of friends, huge amounts of people I know, relatives and friends, people I grew up with. They actually fought for the right thing, but they died for nothing. Because nothing has changed in Syria, actually.
people living. I mean, sometimes like it's safe, but nobody knows what will happen. So they are living the life. They keep going with it.
Living in a war life, it's really giving you the feeling that you are all the time, you are alerted all the time, you are under dangerous all the time.
I think you have no idea what it means to be a refugee unless you try it.
The only category I have, it's like there is stupid people and not stupid people.
Such an experience. It teaches you a lot. It changed your understanding for life.
Let those people rest and relax a little bit from it.
قبل اینجا رو داشته باشم همینجا بمانم یعنی راحت شدم چون نمیتونم برگردم افغانستان زندگی کنم یه سرپناهی برای خود داشته باشم اینجا اینجا با میمونم یعنی این سرپناه میشه بریم
It changed your understanding for life. It changed your understanding for death. After the Iraqi war, we had so many refugees, and we used to feel pity for them. We never thought that we would be one day.
They're good. My mother and my brothers, they are good. My brothers goes to university, and the others to school, and my mother is home.
All my university days, it was kind of a hustle. Is it a war? Just every day you face bombs, killed, kidnapping. My university is bombed in the first year that I study there, and I have to go through 4 or 5 checkpoints every day. And you don't know which is a real checkpoint belong to the government, is a fake checkpoint.
I came with my brother. And my family is still there. Yeah, my mother was against my decision in the beginning. My father said, it's okay. I mean, he said, it's your life, you choose what you want. But my mother was against this. But after all, when I did everything, she got really sad, but she agreed in the end. And then she said, it's good that you are far right now. It's like for your safety. It took me more than like 2 months to prepare. I get a passport and prepare my stuff and everything.
جواب میدم چون افغانستان اونجا جانم در خطر بود یعنی زیر تهدیدی کسی بودم یعنی روی من فشار می آورد به خاطر ازی من آمدم آلمان چون 5 تا برادر هستیم با خودم 6 تا همشون اینجاست فقط من اینجاستم چون فامیلم میخواد که من اینجا باشم چون اینجا جا یعنی امنیت است برای چون افغانستان که برم زیر فشار هستم خطر است برای
There you can also create your own bubble somehow. And this is what we used to do. It's the most beautiful place I lived in my life. It's so beautiful. It's about many things. It's about the vibes. It's about the weather. To be fair, also to say, and the food.
We have the datsun tree everywhere in every house, almost in all the streets. It's kind of something that you use it everywhere. And we have more than 350 type of datsun of dates fruit. And yeah, I feel that I am emotionally connected with this trees as a tree. As a shape, as a fruit, as a identity.
شيء أكيد تمر بغداد يعني أطيب منها وأصلاً هنا بألمانيا أصلاً ماكو تمر أصلاً ما شفته.
I think because Germans are cold, so and the datel will go with the hot people. I mean with the warm people.
I think the only thing that. This society still don't understand about our culture is warmth. I dislike the most how insecure people feel getting close to someone.
I mean, getting to the new environment is really hard.
The most I hate here in Germany is Currywurst.
Well, freedom is a freedom of choice, I think.
Any arzu, 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 vinish, vinish, arzu ham digar, baraur dashidan. Do not farbo ham yang jams.
A lot of people thought, okay, we come here, we have freedom, we just can live, get money, and do nothing. But I think it's not right to think this way. Like, you came here, you are getting something from this country, you have to pay back, at least, in the beginning, respect, and then you find yourself something to do.
Freedom in general is to decide to be who you are, where you want to be.
أي شيء أكيد أدافع عن الناس وأمنيتي يعني أنا من كنت صغيرة أتمنى محامي هو حسب إحنا كلنا نمشي ورا أبويا لو أبويا يطلع لندن نطلع لندن أبويا يبقى هنا نبقى هنا وإذا بقى هنا شيء كده كمل دراسي أيوة عندي 17 أخطب
لفما To be who you are where you want to be and do what you want to do to feel who you are and like to feel happy
even gerne in Krankenhaus arbeiten I want to be the doctor here.
Gulf countries, they bought a lot of guns. Not only them, Turkey, Iraq, all the countries. It was like really good market, and I guess part of the privileges here that people have, it's because the wars. I mean, they didn't do it for charity.
Freedom is an abstract thing, and reality is not only based on that.
And people are fleeing from there and dying, crying and tata, and then crossing. And then at the end also some countries where they are involved with the smuggling people and stuff like that, earning money again from them. And then they going and they throwing all this way and they got beaten or blah and down, discriminated. And then they coming to a country at the end where they say, welcome refugee. And they categorize them as a refugee, and then they asking them to do integration and work, and then send them back. I don't understand it actually.
Each person have a different understanding for freedom. It's based on your experience, your memory, the way you're raised up, the way your understanding of things, your experience in life.
ما التجربة لازم هي الحياة كلها تجارب يعني واحد كله يجرب بس مو يعني يخلي يجرب بعقل ما يجرب بخبار.
I go to parties and I like I enjoy the time but it's for me it's kind of different. Some like I hear from people okay I need to drink and take something so I can feel myself light but it's like I feel myself light and I'm enjoying this all of it without this.
The freedom term, it's new in our country. As if for sure, the people know what is it, and the people study it, and people are educated about this. But how to practice it, how to put it in the floor, how to implement the freedom concepts in the society is different.
Du möchtest etwas verboten machen, das kannst du nicht. Und etwas einfach siehst du das nicht verboten. Aber sie sehen das. Und das auch kannst du nicht machen. Und etwas ist nicht verboten und magst du zu machen, das auch kannst du nicht so gut.
I mean, you fight for your freedom and you get some things. But when you come here, it's completely different. Everything is so free in a way. Like you feel like you have so much freedom that you don't know what to do with it.
If you come to the basics, this is not freedom, this is a right. This is the youth rights, this is like the human rights. You have to have a good education, you have to have a job, you have to practice your things as you like. This is right, this is not freedom. Freedom, the things that come after the rights, the things that you're practicing freely, loudly, without having a problem with government or with any group.
Too much freedom that I'm not really prepared to deal with.
صح هذا عادي بس هي يعني كلهم اللي يعني كل شيء لحرية هنا، بس هم يعني وكوا على هاي على كل شيء، يلبسون ويشربون وكل شيء يطلعون على هاي وكفوا يعني عادي، واحد يزوج اثنين واحد يزوج ثلاثة.
I think it would be good to allow some stuff, not everything, just like the needed stuff in the religion that included for the people, so it gets a little bit easier for them.
Freedom for me is if I'm not judged of how I am and who I am. Back home, of course there are less freedom than here.
I mean, you have like really small dictatorship system in the university, where also you have to be afraid from your professor, and I think you didn't have the freedom to speak. And I guess for me always the issue, because I was trying to be a critical inside the university, and every time I was trying to criticize something, there was someone like the professor stopping me and telling me, no, please, you cannot say this, it's dangerous.
I don't know, like freedom is such a complex thing. It's a big question, really.
When I'm just criticizing badly just because I want things to improve.
People respect here, what do you want? They don't interfere in that.
There's also a good number of people who are living here in Germany or ask for asylum here in Germany because their sexual orientation. So the LGBT cases also is and something that we should highlight it also.
You usually, I mean, in places like the place where I came from, you have to really fight for your freedom.
I mean, when you go to the demonstration, for me it was super scary because I was always thinking, oh, maybe I will not come back, and I really, I don't know, or maybe they will arrest you and then you will get lost inside the prison.
The cost is very high to risk talking about politics. You can disappear for the rest of your life. Like, actually, really disappear. Like, they will put you in a security branch where you don't see the sun for the rest of your life. We used to go to a demonstration where people actually dies, and some of those people who are dying might be your friends.
Four police officers beating me, and they were grabbing me to their car, and then I start to shout, and then I was shouting, and they were like really beating me, and then I was shouting, and they were beating me, and then they really get annoyed, and then they put me in a corner, and then they start to beat me, and they were like super angry, beating me, and then they were like, oh, fuck you, just go, we don't want you, because I really annoyed them, and for me, I mean, I was like really broken, but walking happy.
Here you don't have to fight as much for your freedom. Freedom is there, you just have to make the right... So you have to make the best out of it. And we're learning, I think, to do that.
Once also they took me in front of my house and they did hours of investigation with me, and then I start to feel, okay, they are observing me, nothing comfortable, and also the things were scary and I felt very in danger.
I think the main difference between demonstrating here and demonstrating in Syria is this: the main difference, it's the same difference between Kocha and a real guerrilla war. I think we're not screaming about what's happening in the world because we reached a certain kind of despair. I don't think demonstrating against anything matters now, in a way. I don't regret demonstrating, but I won't do it again. I don't demonstrate now.
Once even I tried to escape all that things, and then going from this place to other place, taking other cars and taking other public transporting to go to a demo, where at the end I found out that people protesting and saying Allahu Akbar, he.
You cannot say you have to be this religion or you have to drop your religion and take this one. Because we are free to do, we are free to choose. Yeah, so we chose to be Muslims and the others chose whatever they want. I expect the others to, because like the religions came from God, and it's not only when it was only one religion.
Men then is act to be Muslim, to be for the hundred Lord. While I'm anfang, we are alles wohnen zusammen Christian. While my homeland is 96% Christian.
I'm an agnostic, but you never say it in a very serious way. You always make fun about this. I mean, you say it in a different way. You say it in the longer sentences. You say it with lots of sense of humor. Of course, otherwise you will have a serious conflict with people, which I had at a certain point.
Complete egal. Is wohne mit einer from Somalia, einer from Libya. It's complete egal. Maximal and du hast weniger Geld, and wir kochen zusammen.
In a prison in Greece, I was inside with a guy, and they want to send him back to Afghanistan. He was super religious. And then the Syrian, they were talking to me, and one of them asked me, what is your religion? And then I said, I'm an atheist. He was like really in shock for 15 minutes. And then after 15 minutes, he was like, but why you told me? Why? No. Why you told me? You couldn't keep it secret. And then the guy asked me, he started to talk to me, the religious person, and the first question or second question, what is your religion? Are you Muslim? And then immediately the Syrian people inside the cell, they started to tell me, tell him yes. Really, really, tell him yes. It's dangerous, you know? He's super religious. And then I said, yeah. And then later he was telling me, but you don't pray, you don't say anything about God and stuff like that. I really suspect that. And then I told him, yeah, but you know, let's not talk about it. And then one day he told me, hey man, I also have a dream, like to have a nice wife, but in the way that God say. At the end, later, I draw him in the wall of the cell next to a beautiful woman under a tree, but in a really romantic way. And I told him, hey, look to this, nice. And then he was like looking, oh, really? And then I said, yeah, I did it for you. And then he started to laugh. And when I said goodbye to him, he like really hugged me. And I think he wasn't that stupid to not understand that I wasn't Muslim.
Ah. I miss the sea. I miss certain kind of social interactions. I miss my friends. I miss a certain way of living.
Meine Mutter will nicht in Deutschland kommen. Sie sagt mir immer, komm zurück. Vorher, wenn ihr.
There's a lot of people that came here and they are just waiting for the country to be good back, and they're gonna go back. Some of the people came here to stay, some people came here to just temporarily, and they're gonna go back, and for sure. And there is now people that are going back already because they couldn't handle this life.
So I miss my mother.
I feel comfortable in Berlin, but I don't feel home, not because the place is not good. Of course, I mean, I feel like I'm staying in the best possible place ever in this entire planet.
Well, صح هذا عادل بس هي يعني كلهم اللي شلون يعني كل شيء له حرية هنا بس هم يعني وكوا على هاي على كل شيء يلبسون ويشربون وكل شيء يطلعون على هاي وكوا يعني عادي واحد يتزوج اثنين واحد يتزوج ثلاثة.
Berlin is such a bubble. It accepts everyone, it ignores everyone. You don't feel observed here. You can actually walk naked in the street and no one will even look at you.
أكثر شيء أكرهه هما يعني هذول اللي يشربون خمر والمحطة يعني مالتنا مال المدرسة أكثر شيء هي بيها الحشيشة والشغلات كلهم نايمين بالشارع وبالقطار يعني هيجي بحيث أريد أطلع من ألمانيا ما أريدها بس أشوف هيك شغلات يعني.
There is no limits for things. It's a massive city like very diversity, but also the identity of the city is getting lost because of this. To be honest and to be fair, Berlin have been the less racist place I've been in my life.
داخل دوشلنگ چیز مثلا بد نبود برای ما، چون روزای اولش که مثلا داخل دوشلنگ شده مشکلات خود داشت، در راه مثلا آمدیم خیلی زحمت دید. اما داخل دوشلنگ شدیم و دارن یک ماه با مشکلات خود داشت چون تازه آمده بودیم، بعد از او مشکل مثلا کمتر شده.
It was a hard time since we came here, but like I understand the situation was really hard for the country, but now it's getting better. And since we are ingrating ourselves in the country to get to know how stuff like done and how to deal and improving the language, it gets easier.
We are coming from completely different societies. We are coming completely from different backgrounds and understanding for things. My front is his back. The both society can really meet if I just accept without maybe I don't like it, but I just accept it. The Western society is more have more understanding for the democracy, for the tolerance, for the acceptance, because the democracy experience here is it's really long and we don't have this experience, so we have it like as a new things that we have to deal with, and maybe we misunderstood already. I can guarantee to you that there is a lot of people, me and me part of them and my families and my friends, we also need to be educated in this regard.
It's good to find the common things in the between and try to make it together.
I don't feel home, not because the place is not good, of course. I mean, I feel like I'm staying in the best possible place ever in this entire planet.
أول ما قعدنا بألمانيا لقي زوج لنا سوسيال قال لنا ما صار اثنين مريات بكم واحد، فأمي طلعت انفصلت يعني بكم وأم مروة بكم، فإنه أنا ما قدرت إنه أعرف أبويا وأطلع، بقيت قاعدة يوم أبويا وصار عايشة يوم أبويا. ما عجبني هذا الشيء يعني، حسيت انقهرت.
I was reading the Arabic book and my friend just asked me, oh, you're reading a book from the back, from the other side around, this is wrong. It's like, no, I mean, this is not the back, this is the front for me. And he said, yeah, no, this is the back and this is the front. I said, like, no, I mean, this is the front. Like, just it's the simple things. This is only with the book. And then if you just compare it with other things and you can discover how much, like, the differences between two mentalities.
German society should not be so obsessed about how to integrate those people. They should be more open about what those people can bring also to the society.
I know the education there back then it's lower than what's here, so there is a difference, and I feel like I lost a lot of time. But here, like they push you to work, push you to study, so you can have a good experience later on.
Each cultural difference that comes to this country is enriching this country in a way or another, even if it was a bad one.
I came from Arabic culture and I lived here and I got to know other culture, and I feel that I have the ability to understand both mentalities. I can do something good for the integration for both sides.
I don't give a fuck what inside of me is no bigger.
I faced so much racism, so much more racism in Lebanon, for example. We have also racism back home. I feel kind of imprisoned, not by being a refugee, but by the social system somehow, and the way that this country functions. Like, for main problems here is bureaucracy.
So, bis jetzt habe ich viele Probleme mit dieser Behörde. Man muss immer so lange warten und negative Sachen bekommen.
I don't give a fuck what inside of me is no bigger.
Ce qui me dérange, c'est absolument le bureau. Sinon ici, je n'ai jamais eu de problème avec quelqu'un. Si c'est pas moi qui a cherché le problème.
Babyland.
Ah, I miss the sea. I miss some kind of spontaneous life, you know? I miss life empty of bureaucracy and sort of like fully well-structured life.
Babylon.
I mean, we do have a social system, but it's based on corruption.
Under the table.
I mean, when you have money, you can skip the line, and when you don't, you just have to wait. Germany, with all the problems with bureaucracy and all the cultural differences, still one of the... and this will be remembered through history, that this country have hosted this huge amount of people fleeing their countries. I have as much Syrian friends as much as I have German friends, as much as non-German friends. I have amazing people I deal with, and they do care for me and I do care for them, and we meet always and we try to help each other, we try to care for each other. I mean, we're dealing here with a huge amount of people, we're dealing with a huge number of newcomers, and of course you can't expect all these people to be in angels.
You put them in a category, and this is for me a very problem, yeah, and mistake.
Ich habe viele Kontrolle letztes Jahr. Ich komme mit Polizei, ich kaufe keine Droge. Ich mache gar nicht mit illegalen so Sachen, ich mache nicht. Aber immer ich fahre mit Uber und dann kommen die Kontrollen, ah, du musst Papiere geben, ich gebe die Papiere und dann die sagen, ah, du bist Abschieber und da und hole mich da und eine halbe Stunde und da oder zwei Stunden und dann wieder raus.
I don't care if I am called a refugee or not.
Früher, ich finde komisch, aber ich habe das oft gehört und ja, ich verstehe, ja, es ist okay.
A lot of people think that we are not educated and we don't know other stuff, and even like we cannot speak other languages. Mm. But it's like, it's sometimes it feels a little bit hurt for you, but it's like, no, I am like this. Like, it's, I am not how did you think I am? I can do, I am a good person, and I can do stuff like others.
Ich bin ein Flüchtling. Ich liebe die Wort.
I'm not willing to correct people. I'm not leading a political battle all the time with people. Like, don't call me like this. I'm not like this. I have friends who were disappointed with my political views.
When I was in Saudi Arabia, I was like in a country where my family were a little bit afraid that I go out, and they were having their concerns about me communicating with other people and stuff like that. And because of that, I was almost spending all my time at home. My culture actually is TV.
I feel kind of imprisoned, not by being a refugee, but by the social system somehow, and the way that this country functions. Like, for main problems here is bureaucracy. This is something very important for Germans. You can step over bureaucracy, even partly, I'm not saying completely. The world right now is really interesting place. I mean, we have this crazy wars happening all over the world, and we have crazy leaders leading the world. The right wing is taking over, and we're sitting and watching this. And everything we can do is just laugh about it. Me, myself, for example. I don't give a shit, actually.